Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk The Connection, a platform where we talk about issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabuka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the arrest of 79 CCC activists on Sunday while they were commemorating the Day of the African Child. But first, the U.S. Supreme Court last week struck down a ban on a gun accessory that allows many semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. The decision keeps guns and gun owners at the center of this U.S. presidential campaign. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has our story.
Bump stocks are aftermarket additions that allow weapons to fire hundreds of bullets a minute. They were banned by then-President Donald Trump in 2018.
This morning we also completed the process to issue a new regulation banning bump stocks.
Following a 2017 shooting at a music festival in Las Vegas that killed 60 people. The shooter used a bump stock to fire more than 1,000 rounds from a hotel window. Overturning that ban last week, the Supreme Court's conservative majority said the then-Trump administration overstepped its authority in outlawing bump stocks. The decision keeps guns a central campaign issue in this presidential election. The Trump campaign said Americans should respect the High Court's decision. On Friday, Trump told a birthday rally in Florida that his election will safeguard gun rights in the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment.
We got to get people, gun owners, you're not going to have your gun very long if you don't, because they want to take everything away. They want to take your guns away. They want to take your ammunition away. They want to destroy the Second Amendment.
President Joe Biden's reelection campaign called on Congress to reinstate the bump stock ban. Vice President Kamala Harris.
When we think about the decisions others are going to make in November, there's a clear contrast between where we stand and the former president. Let's not forget, the former president literally said folks need to get over it as it relates to the gun violence issue in America. So let's take this seriously. Let's understand that we all have the ability to weigh in on this important issue.
Trump supporters in Congress back gun owners' rights to use bump stocks.
The bump stocks, if you will, is really just a brace for people who have arm injuries, who still actively shoot. That doesn't mean that they're going to target citizens. It never has.
Biden supporters in Congress say the Supreme Court decision will lead to more loss of life.
Without a doubt, there'll be some future tragedy utilizing these bump stocks. And we will all ask ourselves, why is this necessary? Why do we have to live with this?
Nearly a third of Americans say they own a gun, according to the Pew Research Center. Before November's vote, the High Court is expected to rule on another gun issue, this one concerning gun rights for people who are under restraining orders for domestic violence. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Now back to Zimbabwe, Harare Magistrate Ruth Moyo has postponed to tomorrow a ruling on the detention of 79 CCC activists, including former Senator Jameson Timba. They were arrested at Timba's house in Harare at the weekend while attending an event to mark the Day of the African Child. The detained activist's lawyer, Kelvin Kabaya, gives an update on what happened in court today.
So, after 48 hours, we were detained. kuvhura vati tidzoke mangwanana kota past 11 kuti vazopa mutongo wavo pachikumbiro chataita asi maybe chakangokusha ndechekuti point out kuti as though state kura vachuchisi vari kupikisana vari kupokana nechikumbiro chedu ichi and then pane mwana ari pasi makore 18 ariviswa mukastodi yamai vake saka vachauya nai kurari mangwanaaota izvozvo vava kuendeswa kuharare university prison saka na chiremba vachaenda ikoko vonovaongorora kuvara vachuchisi vari kutauraiwo kuti vasungwa vaunzwa kudai mukati me48 hours saka tauni kupfirwa nemutemo saka tangomirira kuti dare ripe mutongo wavo.
That was Kelvin Kabaya, arrested CCC members. This lawyer, Kelvin, is speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. CCC Legal Affairs Shadow Minister Agency Kumbo says his party is operating like a banned organization in Zimbabwe.
Our position is that these charges are targeted and the perpetuation of the ruling party's essentialist mindset, which seeks to limit and thwart any dissenting views or dissenting opinions from the opposition mainly. This is an attack on the opposition. It's an attack which has not started today, but an attack which started even during the Mugabe days. You know very well that there was a shrinking of the democratic space, and there was also a deliberate and intentional attempt at stopping opposition activities in this country. The young people had gathered. It was a private meeting. They gathered at a private residence. And the intention of that gathering was to, number one, commemorate June 16, which is recognized internationally as the Day of the African Child. And what we saw on this day is a repeat of the unfortunate incidents of June 16 in South Africa, during apartheid South Africa. And we see that in an independent and democratic Zimbabwe. What this entails is that the regime is hell-bent on stopping voices of dissent. The regime is hell-bent on stopping the opposition. It's as if the opposition is now a banned organization. It's as if the CCC and the entire opposition forces are banned in this country and in perpetuation of the retentionist agenda of the ruling party. And we have seen this. It's not only happened here. It's unfortunate that in Harare, our young people, over 80 some of them released, in circumstances who then explore in court. But in Bulawayo, they stopped an activity again of young people which were supposed to commemorate June 16. In Chinoy, just yesterday, the police, riot police, heavily armed to the teeth. They stormed our provincial offices and barred an activity of our young people. So we are seeing this trend across the country, and it's very worrying. We are disturbed, and our lawyers are going to be doing everything in their power. We have a very strong team of lawyers who are going to be advancing the case of our arrested cadres. A lot of them are injured. A lot of them have been, they've broken limbs, they've broken legs. We have one woman with a broken leg. She has not necessarily been able to go into a proper theater to get x-rays done and to get a plaster, administered on her. This is worrying. We have minors. We have a 16-year-old boy who is in that courtroom, part of the accused person. And yet we know that our law does not allow for these minors to be prosecuted and persecuted in the manner that is happening now. So we wait to see how the courts are going to deal with this. Our hope is that our courts will conduct themselves judicially. Our hope is that the courts will not involve themselves in the political arena. Our hope is that the courts will uphold justice in this country. Thank you very much.
How are you, senior? How are things? Are you okay?
That was CCC Legal Affairs Shadow Minister Agency Kumbo speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF Director of Information Farai Marapira told Studio 7 that law enforcement agents did what they are hired for when they netted the CCC activists. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, 79 CCC members who were arrested on Sunday while commemorating the Day of the African Child appeared in court today in Harare. Some of them claimed that they were severely beaten up by the police, and their lawyers say they need urgent medical attention. Local magistrate Ruth Moyo is expected to make a ruling on their application for bail tomorrow. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by student activist Lifeline Okuta, who is also the Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Mr. Okuta.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being today.
We are also joined by Mr. Snowball Tongokara, a ZANU-PF youth. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
We also have a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Welcome to the show, Mr. Masie.
Thank you very much.
We'll start with you, Mr. Okuta. Looking at the Day of the African Child, how important is such a day to Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you so much. The Day of the African Child is so much important, not only to the Zimbabwean youth or to the African child per se, but it's a message sent even to the whole world at large. It's a day when we commemorate a change. Will commemorate students standing up, fighting for their rights, fighting for what they believe could be progressive on their side in terms of education. So seeing that day, having to commemorate that day, is of so much importance to us as we take strides towards making sure that we have a progressive environment whereby the education system is not only one that is to win the dress, but an education system that is there to address the realities of youth in our region.
Thank you, Mr. Kuta. Mr. Tongokara, what's your view on this day?
Thank you very much. I think my view on this day, I think it reminds us of brave children in South Africa who stood up against appetite. So it's a reminder of the struggle of African child to be independent from the Western mechanization. That is well said that in Zimbabwe, for young people who are being roped into their own country, to their own heritage, and to try by only to move the government that fought for their liberation. So it's a very sad thing to not know, brother, that our young people are being misled by these organizations, by these ideological bankrupt politicians who are trying by all means to punish the image of our country. Thank you.
Thank you. Vamasiye, tiri kuona kuti pane vechidiki nevamwe vebato reCCC vakasungwa musi wesondo vachipemberera zuva iri. Kana makatarisawo mhosva dzavari kupomerwa pamwe nemabatiro aitwa nyaya iyi, munozvionawo sei?
Yeah, zvakaitika zvinhu zviri unacceptable, especially munyika inoda kukurudzira vana vechidiki, especially my youth, kuti vasangane vaite share my ideas, vaite commemorate some of the struggles anga akaitika panguva yaidzvanyirirwa mwana wechitema. But kana zvinhu zvakadai so zvakuitika zvekuti vanhu vanosangana vachida kuti vaonesane pazuva iri vobva vasungwa inobva yaita a reminder of the oppression yakarwirwa nemayouth panguva yatoda kukomerereta iyoyo. So this is an unacceptable, especially munyika inozviti ine mutemo, munyika inozviti ine constitution, munyika ine constitution inobvumira vanhu kuti vasangane kana kuti varege kusangana kana vasingadi in terms of the constitution and their rights. So zvinhu zvakadai so zvinhu zvisingaonekwi zvichida kuti zviitike uyezve zvinhu zvisingapisi yatingati hope in the young person, in the youth, kuti nyika iri kutongwa zvakanaka.
Tinotenda vamasiye. Vaguta tichidzoka kwamuri, we heard there Mr. Masiye speaking about hope, and most of these arrested young people are young people, and some are saying they are fighting a lost cause. What's your take on this? Is there hope in the country for defending of human rights, and also for young people that they can be heard and have a voice in Zimbabwe?
Okay, thank you so much. Firstly, in any given case, as youth, we always choose hope. We always hope for the better. We always hope that at one point in time, we will realize the situation whereby the system itself, whereby the government itself, it just honor human rights. But getting to pick from what has been said earlier on concerning the state of human rights in Zimbabwe and how we as youth will reflect
regaitimbo kubata mbichana hapo pane apinda oparunare alo lingenele kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Yeah, linjani baba, libona njani udaba lolo?
Siyaphila nathi baba.
Yeah. Yeah, lingenele kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lokubotshwa kwabantu be-SCPC, libona njani udaba lolo baba?
Into engizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi abantu uma bezabotshwa betshaywa kabuhlungu yini imbangela yakhona ukuthi umuntu uma ebotshwa kabotshwe engatshaywa.
Hayi, siyabonga. Ngubani osithinte ngaphi lo?
Ngucharity Mlotshwa.
Hayi, siyabonga baba Mlotshwa ukuthi lingenele kuhlela.
Okay, yabongela ma.
Munogona kuenderera mberi henyu vaguta. Tatambokumisa yapo paine mutereriwo apinda parunare achitaura iye nyaya yekuti wongu pangaitawo paine mhosva yakaparwa asi vanhu kana vasungwa ngavasarohwe. Munogona kuenderera mberi henyu nezvamava muchitaura.
Okay, thank you so much. As I was saying earlier on, firstly, it's so heartbreaking when you see that we have got a constitution that is premised on the Bill of Rights, but having to see the reality of that Bill of Rights being exercised, we are still saddened, we are filled with hearts which are heartbroken because we have not seen such a constitution or those Bill of Rights being respectively honored. You see, our country is found on values respecting human dignity, respecting such rights as the right to meet, freedom of assembly, and all those political rights. But it's something which is very disturbing from our side as youth to see that it's like a setback. We are going back to that colonial era whereby we are facing the same suppression, we are facing the same oppression, but now with a different color. So it's so heartbreaking, it's so disturbing to see that even when people are arrested, they don't even honor human rights. It seems as if the moment you are arrested, you no longer have those rights. But if you go back to the Bill of Rights, what is it saying? Is the authority honoring that? Or in the end, we are saying we don't have any rule of law to say if the authority does something, are they going to be accountable in terms of the law? So as youth, we are disturbed, we are quite disturbed, but we keep on pushing, we keep on fighting because we believe in hope above everything else. We can't fold our hands and become spectators as we watch the system trade upon different human rights, trade upon
our freedoms, which are legally entitled in the Constitution. So to say today we are folding our hands, or to say we just watch, that is false. We won't stand and fold our hands to be spectators, but we are saying the country, the system itself, it has to do something. And we as youth, we continue to fight because we can't stand from a position where we watch the system continuously harassing citizens, beating up. If you're following today's event, you find that an old woman is being beaten up just for attending a court session, which is a public hearing that is open to everyone. So they to see the system, how it is disrespecting even the rights of the elderly, something which is disturbing us as youth from our perspective. But if we say the youth, we are the hope of tomorrow. We are the hope of a future Zimbabwe, which is going to depend on a democratic environment. We are saying as youth, we keep on pushing. We are saying as youth, we make sure that the government or those authorities, they have to be accountable, because we can't just watch and see human rights being derogated upon, and to see human rights being violated whilst we watch the spectators. It's something which as youth, we won't tolerate. That's why I think earlier on, above all, we choose hope. And as a democratic, as a democratic believing segment of youth, we are the same. If we don't fight now, we will fight for tomorrow. So we keep on fighting to make sure that those human rights they are honored, and say those human rights they should be honored whether someone is arrested or someone is working just free.
Thank you, Mr. Kuta. Vatongo Garamanza, nyaya iriku utarwa pano. Muruku wana stay wo nyaya I.
Thank you very much. Yes, mkomo utawara wangu wa mtawara wa jipara jekole ni alizini njema hili raiti. Wajika nwana kuzwa kuti kana chutula nyaya demokrasi yaka unguwane Zambia for government. Wazungu wajiramba kuti tuwane kujitonga kuzwele nyaya ma human rights. So we cannot be lectured about human rights by some activists. We know the importance of human rights. That's why our fathers and mothers went to war, because they were fighting for the human rights. And in terms of the rights of social activists, they were arrested because they had and functioned a meeting, political meeting. And remember that our security system, they have got identity as everyone. They were arrested because they were there with unfunctioned meeting. If they wanted to have a functional meeting, what is the EMA procedures? I know it was under MOPA. They were supposed to apply to police seeking for permission. And the situation is the opposition is going to be a fact. So Timba was trying to organize my youth with the other country called Zesha Chaos and Anarchy. We are pushing the SADC. We are against the level of opposition. Every time we are having an important event like SADC, UN, they create a lot of drama. That's to challenge the image of the country. I don't know what is wrong with these people. And even the one saying human rights, human rights, human rights, human rights. So they are not trying to say human rights are more important than the image of the country. Are they saying human rights are more important than the national interest? No. It is one piece of government that brought the human rights we are talking about. So
maybe as a follow-up question, looking at the videos that we have been seeing of people limping, vachi pinda mukoti, vamwe vachiti vakarohwa nemapurisa, izvozvo muri kuonawo zviri zvinhu zvakanaka here zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa, kana tichitarisa pamutemo kuti hongu munhu anosungwa kana asungwa oendeswa kumatare edzimhosva, zvekurovana izvi zvazvopinda papi, munozvionawo sei?
Where is the evidence that has been beaten? They are just making claims. There is no evidence that has been beaten. And remember, opposition is good at creating fake stories. I remember the issue of Joanna Mombombe and Cecilia Chimpin. They claimed that they were abducted. And later on, in the court of law, they changed the narrative and they refused to accept that Obama was abducted. So we know these are stories that they are being manifestation that determines the image of the country. The agenda I want to take as we are going towards the Sadak Summit. But they have to be reminded that there are financial questions that are very important.
Tinotenda vatongogara vamasiye muri kuionawo sei nyaya iyi zvikuru sei pachitariso nyaya yekunzi veopposition pese panonzi pane musangano mukuru vanoita drama kana kuti vanostage zvinhu zvakadai muri kuionawo sei nyaya.
No, thanks, Nkoma. It's quite unfortunate that Tine people, especially the young people, who are not conscious to the situation around. Because it's so sad kuti munofunza munofunza about the issue of torture and the issue of assault. Then instead of saying kuti zvakadaro zvakashata kana zvakaitika hatizvikurudziri, he goes around and then justifies actions through accusations that cannot be substantiated. That's very unfortunate for my youth because in a democracy that the youth are trying to bring about, zvakadaro hazvawo chiitika kana mapurisa achirova vanhu just because they've gathered achitocha vanhu and zviri you know evident to the whole world panenge achipinda mucourt. That is not acceptable. Torture is not acceptable under international law. It's not acceptable under our constitution. So those things should be castigated whenever an opportunity arises, especially kuma youth, because nyika yatoda kuzama kuvaka seZimbabwe inyika inorespecta mutemo, inyika isingaisi anyone above the law, especially those who are supposed to be protecting the constitution. So the issue of torture, as you correctly highlighted, that no castigator by all means, you know, with all that we have, and the issue of the police using force when
Vama see Timbo kubata mbichana pane apinda oparunare. Alo, lingenile kuhlelo?
Hello, Linjani.
Ai, si apila nguvani lo?
Lapa ni kurumaro Ndlovini.
Yes, siyabonga Ndlovini. Ngamafitshane laphana Ndlovini, lilubona njani udaba lolu esixoxa ngalo namhlanje? Unfortunately, we've lost that caller. You can go ahead, Mr. Masie, and conclude.
Yeah, just to conclude, my brother. The issue of castigating abuses, the issue of castigating torture knows no political jacket. If those things happen, they have to be castigated. We are trying to build institutions in Zimbabwe, and these institutions cannot be built on the abuse of human rights, cannot be built by the abuse of people's right to congregate, people's rights to exchange information, people's rights to articulate themselves. This is a democracy that we are trying to build. So, in short, I would say the youth should be conscious to all that. They should not just justify certain facts just because they belong to a certain political party. They have to rise above the whole, you know, political jacket and castigate issues when they happen, castigate violations of human rights when they happen, violation of the constitution when they happen, because they are the futures of they are the leaders of tomorrow, and they have to live in a country that respects the laws and institutions.
Thank you, Mr. Masie. Sithatheleli ithuba ukuthi sibonge bonke abangenileyo kuhlelo lwanamhlanje lapho ade sikhangela khona ukubotshwa kwabalandeli bebandla le-TCC kumbe abasekeli bebandla le-TCC kanye losuku lwabatsha olwe-International Day of the African Child okulusuku olwathakazelelwa ngesonto. Unfortunately, isikhathi sethu yiso esesibalekile. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Lifeline Kuta, Mr. Snowball Tongokara, and Mr. Kennedy Masie. And signing off in Washington, I am Jabokan Ngobe.